Guardians baseball. Guards. Nobody plays harder than the Guards.
Nick Wilson, Jason Stanford, back on Afternoon Drive. Is that the first time you've ever heard that, Jason?
Yes, it is, and I love it. Let's play it all day, right? Go Guards.
So we have a existential fight on our hands anytime we go to play the Guardians baseball, because that, the initial Indians baseball is like my childhood, and so I'm not saying that what I've done to it is any good. What I am saying is they haven't updated it, and I have simply done the thing that nobody's been willing to do.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, it just shows you how talented you really, really are.
Ooh, or am not, oh. I think is maybe the better one. We got Doug Glanville coming up in about 20 minutes here, but we are talking Guardians baseball. And may I just gotta say, I made this comparison to you. I know, and because I think I want to say it was in July. I had made the point when David, I think, had gotten hurt by then, and the numbers were starting to kind of go. I was reminded at the time, I was like, guys, he's not going to be the guy that, you know, he can't be the guy to win you games. And lo and behold, 4 months later, this guy is winning you games. And I know that people, like, you can't tell the story of David Fry's home run last night without first telling the story about John Kensie Noel with two outs. The first time in Major League Baseball history in the playoffs, the game-tying home run with two outs in the ninth inning at home. Like, that's historic. You can't tell it without it. But you cannot tell the story of this postseason run for the Cleveland Guardians without David Fry. He has been Mr. Big Time Play, and to watch it, like, I'm just so happy when that guy comes up in those moments, because it does feel like, in lieu of Hosey being a little cold, or in lieu of Naylor being ice cold, even Kwan was 0-for-4 last night, when your fourth best hitter is the guy that is winning you games, you just feel happy for that player, again, knowing that 3 years ago he was the toss-in in the J.C. Mejia deal.
Yeah, it's exciting times for David Fry, his family, and especially the team. You think about what he presents right now. You know, he comes off the bench last night. He's an all-star. He's still coming off the bench. I mean, when I look at that, I'm like, man, like, either it's a really, really smart move that Steven has him on the bench, or it's... that's a tough move, and you've got to live with it because you might lose that game. But, man, when you go back and you look at the video replay of what happened and what was transcribed in that stadium, there is no better atmosphere than Cleveland baseball.
So I got to tell you, man, in the fifth inning when Naylor was up with Hosey on second and there were two outs, I had sent out the tweet, like, would you pinch hit David Fry for Josh Naylor here? And I was a little irritated that Steven Vogt didn't. Then, late in the game in the eighth inning, Will Brennan pinch hit it. And I was like, wait. We've got David Fry on the bench, and we're pinch hitting. And as I was getting ready to send the tweet, because there were a couple F-bombs in it, and I very rarely will ever curse in tweets unless it's like a funny thing. No, I was rage tweeting about Will Brennan, who immediately hit a single right down
the
first base right? line. But no, I mean, it's so interesting, this push and pull of where Fry is, because I don't know how you keep him out of the lineup. And at the same point, he's also maybe the most valuable weapon possible, because if you needed a hit at any point late in a game, you almost want to have him there. And it's funny, I don't think Vogt has gotten enough credit for this. Vogt, and some of this was you were playing with the lead, but Vogt multiple times could have gone to any one of his pinch hitting options early. And in the ninth inning, you could have been down to Bo Naylor. You could have been down to Schneeman, I guess, started the game in right field. But you could have been down to having no options
right
if you had overplayed that. And that was a game where he was very selective with his bats, and he was very patient with his pitchers. And it bit him a couple times. But it's funny, when Steven has the quick hook and it works or doesn't work, we're very quick to talk about it. He was very patient and judicious. And if he manages that game a little bit, just a skosh different, you're down 3-0 right now. Right. Today's show feels, I was probably about 70% Browns, and it feels more like a requiem for the Cleveland Guardians.
Well, and I think if you look at that lineup last night, I actually like the lineup up and down. You know, if you put David Fry back in it, different story. But I like what we were just talking about of having some of the best pinch hitters late in the game. You were able to put your best two pinch hitters at the time last night in the game. Christmas absolutely destroyed that baseball. We talked about it. I mean, the moment it left the barrel, people in Alaska heard it. I mean, that's how scary that home run was. It was an absolute
like
moonshot missile. Right. You know? And then David Fry hitting that pitch on a sinker that did not sink. I mean, it sank right into the middle of his barrel. So the exciting portion of it as a fan is saying, Stephen Bolt, he did everything right last night. And there's some things, you know, pitching-wise, maybe not. Defensively, maybe not. But when it came to the pinch-hitting side of it, he punched the right buttons.
So do you like Fry more in the starting lineup tonight, or do you like him more as a pinch hitter? Because I don't think I've landed on some either which way I'm going to feel like that there's a scenario where the other thing could end up being more important tonight.
So where I'm at on that is tonight, you put him in the starting lineup. You ride his hot hand right now against a rookie, you know, and as good as Gill has been all season long, he's not been that great or as good on the road. So I think for having David Fry in the lineup, riding that hot bat, that's what I'm doing tonight.
I continue to come back to it. One, I think the problem, and this is, you know, what makes the way they're winning so wild is you've got basically four first basemen on the roster right
yes.
now. And John Kensi is playing right field, and he's doing a good enough job because they basically just back him up against right field.
Nothing gets by you.
Yeah, and by the way, that's the right way to play. But I think there's an understanding that, like, David Fry can't play the field.
Right.
John Kensi Noel is really specifically a first baseman, right fielder, DH. Naylor is first base DH. Manzardo's first base DH. So the fact that they have four of 26 spots taken by guys who really are, in the essence of who they are, first basemen.
They're very limited.
And to watch Vogt, like, that's, I don't know that we're giving enough credit to Stephen Vogt, even though you either like the hard scrabble style and the aggressiveness, or you don't. I think people realize the kind of mental gymnastics that takes. And so I'm probably one of the few people that if David Fry's not in the lineup, I'm going to be disappointed. If he is in the lineup, I might be disappointed simply because you're going to start doing those same mental gymnastics.
Well, it's a tale of two stories. You look at the Yankees, Aaron Boone has a set lineup day in and day out. He knows who's going to be 1-9. Stephen Vogt doesn't right now. He's platooning everybody and doing a good job. And now with the guards being down 2-1, they've got a chance to tie the series up tonight.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says on social media, on X, of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. David Fry has given you three of the biggest moments in recent Cleveland baseball playoff history. Do you put him in the lineup today, or do you pinch hit him? Where do you feel more comfortable with him at? We're going to ask that of Doug Glanville, former MLB outfielder, now with ESPN, next on ESPN.